This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Oh boy, I set Twitter ablaze with one simple question. What is the official food of Houston? Okay, it's not that simple and might actually be one of the hardest topics we've tackled on Food Wednesday. So I'm bringing on veteran Houston food blogger and the owner of Burger Bodega, Abbas Danani, to help pick the official food of H-Town. It's Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. I'm Rahil Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Abbas, welcome back into CityCast Houston. So there's no way that we're going to break down this conversation in terms of categories or anything like that. So this is just a free-flowing, you recommend something, I recommend something, we'll make a case for it. And in the end, we're going to try to pick the official food for the city of Houston, one of the hardest tasks ever. So you being the guest, Abbas, and you being the man behind Houston Eats, you have decades of experience here. You start us off. Which item, food, category are you making a case for first?
All right. So for me, the first one that comes to mind is Viet Cajun crawfish.
Mm.
And let me tell you why. So obviously, you know, it's always been like, you know, what's better, Viet Cajun or the OG Cajun from Louisiana. But for me, Viet Cajun is so much what defines Houston. You know, it's Vietnamese immigrants immigrated here to Houston. We have one of the biggest population of Vietnamese immigrants in the whole nation. And what they did was they became fishermen. They took that Cajun flair and they made it their own. So to me, there's nothing more Houston than that.
And I've heard that it started in New Orleans, right? Like when the Vietnamese population was working there, and they still are working there, they kind of added their twist.
Yeah.
But it came here and we made it our own. Like that's such a Houston thing, right? Like migrating here and making it your own.
Exactly, exactly. You know, taking different foods and adding spices and flavor to it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you ask me, you know, people from New Orleans might really disagree and come from my head here, but I think Viet Cajun is far superior than the stuff that you get in Louisiana.
I'm with you. That's such a good one. And not only for the flavors, the fusion, but also how many businesses it's created here in the city of Houston. Like you just think about all the hot spots here and there's such a Houston place. Viet Cajun crawfish is a really good starter. I like that one. I'm going to put that on like the list right now of, okay, this could be a finalist.
Yeah, I mean, in Houston, it's like things to do, right? Like when crawfish season rolls around, like, all right, fellas, where are we going? I think you got to put it up there.
Okay, I'm going to make a case for fajitas. And of course, with Ninfas and what Mama Ninfa started with fajitas and what it means to the city of Houston, it has turned into the place for fajitas. Because it started right here in the city of Houston, nothing says a good weekend meal like Fajita Fridays. You sit down, the way you dress up your fajitas, the way you eat them, everyone has a different way to attack that platter of fajitas. And I think it's such a Houston thing that it might be the official food of Houston.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it kind of gets lost that fajitas started in Houston. Maybe started in Houston is a little bit strong, but maybe it wouldn't be where it was today if it wasn't for Houston and Mama Ninfa. You know what I'm saying? So absolutely, I think fajitas has to be part of the conversation. And, you know, I'll definitely fight anyone that says that they have better fajitas than the city of Houston.
And what I love about this one and the Viet Cajun one is you can make an argument for who has the best fajitas and like no one's going to agree because that's how good the scene is here that you know, you like X, Y, and Z. Like, for example, for me, the OG Ninfas on Navigation is, it just hits, okay? It's still good. That butter all over it, it's fantastic. But then there's certain days where I'm like, man, I love Gringos. I want to go get fajitas at Gringos because that one is just as good, if not better. So this is a tough one.
I mean, there's such a beauty in that on its own, right?
I know people are listening right now and they're like, I can't believe you didn't even bring up Papacitos and what it means to the city of Houston. Yes, even Papacitos, even that place is great. Like, again, there's so many different spots we can bring up.
Yeah, and a place like, for example, Candente, right? Like they took Texas barbecue and they put a little bit of a Tex-Mex twist on it as well. And, you know, shameless plug, my family just opened 7th Cyclone and Ayas. My cousin Usman has really, really improve the fajitas there as well. So definitely a great place to check out and a staple here in Houston.
Yeah, absolutely. River Oaks, right? The new location just opened up.
Yeah,
love that place. And Usman's doing some great stuff as well. Okay, what's your next one? What's your next pick?
Okay, so this one's a little bit complicated because, you know, we have definitely a very big Vietnamese population, right? And so automatically that makes us a very great pho city. But is it fair to say that if another city does it just as good as you, then we cannot define that to be the official food of Houston?
Which city does it better or just as good?
You know, San Jose has a also very big, if not bigger, Vietnamese population, and they do pho pretty good as well.
My issue with pho being the official food of the city is that you can't eat it year round. And I think this also with Viet Cajun crawfish, you can make a argument with that one as well. Although you can't eat crawfish year round, you're just gonna have to pay a lot. No one's going to get a bowl of pho in the summer. It's just too dang hot. So it can't be the official food. It just can't. You can't do it year round and go pull up. So as much as I love pho, I'm going to say this one is getting put in the not list.
Okay. That's definitely a fair argument.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to piggyback off of that one, and I'm just going to throw this one. This is not my official pick, but can we make a case for banh mi being the official food for the city of Houston?
You know what? I think that one might be a little bit stronger of an argument than pho, because it's, you know, it's, you go down Bel Air and it's just so many classics and so many local mom and pop shops. But again, if you ask people in LA, they'll tell you, yeah, no, we do banh mi's just as good, if not better than you guys.
Okay, these next two are going to be highly controversial, because if we're basing it on if another city does it just as good or better, then these two items might get cut from the list. And this is blasphemy, okay? Street tacos and taco trucks in general, that is like the biggest part of Houston. You can go anywhere and you can make an argument for any truck. There's so many good places. Can tacos be considered the food of Houston if people in LA are like, hey, we probably do it better here?
Yeah, see, and that, you know, not just LA, like you go anywhere in Texas, for example, people in Austin might think that the official food of Austin is tacos. You know what I'm saying? And just Texas in general, right?
So I'll push back on that one. I think Austin, you can make an argument for breakfast tacos being the official food of the city. Like the breakfast taco scene in Austin, having lived there for almost 4 years, it's the best. Okay, Houston can't compete with the breakfast taco scene. Normal tacos now, I haven't lived there in a while. I don't know what their taco scene is like now. It might have gotten better, but back then it was okay. It was fine, but breakfast tacos is what everyone would get hyped up for and make arguments like, no, this place has a better breakfast taco.
You know, no, absolutely. And you know, it's funny, like, I don't know if you ever heard, but San Antonio says that, I don't know why Austin gets this kind of love, because we invented breakfast tacos, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, going back to Houston for a second, like, to me, it's that you can just pull up to any gas station lot or any lot in general that has a taco truck, and you pull up, you've never heard of it, there's no Google reviews on it, and you pull up and you get a taco, and it's going to be good. So there's a certain beauty in that as well, I think.
Okay, the second item in terms of being the official city food, but maybe another city does it better or people might argue it, barbecue. This is a big one, all right? Houston could easily be defined by barbecue, but people in Austin or in Central Texas might say, no, we have better barbecue here. What is your case for barbecue?
So for me, barbecue is, it's too recent of a thing in Houston, right? You go back like 12, 15 years ago, you know, you had Gatlin's, and that was probably one of the best ones, right? And then, you know, Ronnie Killen came along in, I want to say 2013. And I think that's really what propelled the barbecue renaissance in Houston. So now you look, yes, we have a very, very healthy barbecue scene here in Houston, but it's just too recent. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much history behind barbecue in Lockhart, Texas, and Austin, that I feel like I couldn't put that as the official food of Houston.
Oh, that's a really good point. Yeah.
But maybe somewhere down the line, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's too early in the game for us to be named as the city for barbecue or our official food, right? Like, it doesn't define us. And even though people from Central Texas came here and started putting their twist on it and making it their own and taking ideas from Central Texas and applying it here, it's just not enough of like ingrained in our city, and also doesn't define our city, right? Like, I think our city is defined by the immigration, the cultures of other communities, and everything flowing together. I think barbecue just doesn't capture that yet.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But, you know, it's very impressive how far we've come in the barbecue scene. Mm-hmm. And that kind of speaks volumes about our city, that, you know, we can kind of come in and create this whole scene that wasn't there and be very, very strong at it.
Yeah. And like, consistently be named in the top 50 list. A lot of spots here consistently are named. So yeah, that is huge. And that's the Texas Monthly top 50 list, by the way. Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Okay. This might be a cop out. Okay. And you can call me out on this one. Tex-Mex. That captures too many things, but could that be the official food for the city of Houston? Just Tex-Mex in general.
Okay. So I think you have a good argument on this one. You know what I'm saying? You know, we spoke about fajitas earlier, but Tex-Mex as a whole, definitely, I think, could possibly define Houston, just because the Tex-Mex culture here. You know what I'm saying? There's Tex-Mex on every corner you look, and I think we have such a strong Tex-Mex scene as compared to other cities, not just in Texas, but around the nation.
It's funny. I put this on X or Twitter, and I said, what is the official food for the city of Houston? And legendary food writer Allison Cook chimed in, and she said fajita nachos, and that's what made me think like, okay, that qualifies as Tex-Mex, right? Because you can literally make an argument for queso, fajitas, fajita nachos, quesadillas, whatever it may be, as the official food. And it's all just part of Tex-Mex. And Tex-Mex is defined by, you got to have a lot of cheese on it, okay? That's like a big defining thing for us. And that might be one of our highest ranked items right now as the official food for the city of Houston, Tex-Mex.
No, absolutely. And you know, you mentioned like cheesy goodness. But, you know, what about queso? What do you think?
Ooh. Can queso be defined as the official food for the city of Houston? Oh, man, that is a tough one. I can't live with myself if I said that we leave this conversation as an appetizer defining our city. I just feel, I don't know. I can't do it, Abbas. I can't do it. No. I know it makes sense, but an appetizer defining our city? Come on.
No, I think you're right there for sure.
Okay, this next one is a very specific brand, okay, that defines the city, and it could be the official food for our city, because when everybody comes here, at least in my family, one of the first stops is going to Shipley Donuts and getting glazed donuts. Donuts defining the city is really weird, but is there a bigger brand in terms of Houston and food than Shipley Donuts?
No, I definitely agree with you there. But I think the argument definitely goes back to, can we put a breakfast pastry as the food that defines Houston? The brand itself, yes, absolutely. I will die on the hill that Shipley Donuts is the place that serves the best donuts of all time.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can, you know, like, we're just so expansive of a food scene. I don't know if you can put a donut chain that defines Houston.
And especially a donut chain that people don't even agree on how to pronounce it correctly. Is it Shipley or Shipley's, right? So yeah, I'm with you. I can't put a donut as the official food, but man, we can make a hell of an argument for it. Okay, another Houston brand. I don't know. I want to make an argument for it because Beyonce's behind it. Frenchies. Could Frenchies be the official food for the city of Houston?
That one's so good because it's so H-Town. It's another place that, you know, in the middle of Third Ward Houston, celebrities will literally pull up and stop there. So I think that, I think as a brand, that's a very good one. But, you know, fried chicken, I don't know, man. We're not known for our fried chicken in Houston. Mm-hmm. So for a fried chicken restaurant to be what defines Houston is a tough one.
Okay, I'm going to put another one into the hopper. And this is one that I think personally for both of us, we're like, yeah, this is the official food for the city of Houston. And I'll start with the general category, Indo-Pak food, right? Desi food. That could be one where we can make an argument that this is it. This is the official food of the city of Houston because there's so many good restaurants. There's, crying out loud, the best Indo-Pak restaurant in the nation is here, Aga's, and it has consistently won awards. Their goat chops would be the second part of this conversation. Could the goat chops at Aga's be the official food for the city of Houston?
Going back to just Indo-Pak as a cuisine, it's, you know, Aga's skews the measure of Indo-Pak food in Houston so much because it's like, all right, where am I going? I'm going to Aga's. I hate to say it because there's so many incredible Indo-Pak restaurants here in Houston, but Aga's just skews, you know, that scale so much that it's just like, can one restaurant be the restaurant that really carries that load?
That's a tough one, right? Because Indo-Pak for me, you got to throw in the entire Hillcroft Mahatma Gandhi district as well. And that is one of the most vibrant parts of the city. There's so many different types of food, desserts, right? Like you can go to Raja's Sweets. You can go get a dosa anywhere. You can go to Bismillah Cafe and get halal food that is top tier. There's just so many different options, right? And personally, I think that might be the official food for the city of Houston. Although Indo-Pak doesn't categorize everything on Hillcroft, I'm just going to generalize here and say that might be it. And you think about all the immigrants here, you think about all the families that have set up their foundation and have set up their roots here, the businesses that the food scene has started, the secondary businesses off of Hillcroft that have started because of those food restaurants that set up shop there. It's such a good argument to me. Like that is 1A and 1B with Tex-Mex for me.
No, absolutely. And I think one cool thing about Houston is like, you know, there's so many different things that really help educate the food scene. And I think that that right there, I think also could be the argument why it isn't, because the education of Indo-Pak food in Houston isn't quite there yet. And I think that's really what I would give Aga's credit to. You know, I can take people there and be like, all right, look, this is the food that we ate growing up, or this is that food that came from here. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of paints the whole picture. But I think, you know, Tex-Mex is something everyone knows, and Indo-Pak food is something that everyone is getting to know. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. The Breakfast Club. This might be highly controversial. Could that be the official food for the city of Houston and the official restaurant, especially after Keith Lee came in and re-sparked it and the lines are even longer now? Could that be the place?
You know, I feel like we should have an episode on just Houston chains that can define, because there's so, you know, like you said Shipley, you said Frenchie's, and Breakfast Club is definitely one that, you know, you think of like, all right, when someone's come from out of town, like, where should I take them? You know what I'm saying? But, and they, you know, they've done a very good job of it. You know, I, you know, people say it's overrated, this and that. No, but I don't think so. I think it's a very, very good product. But I do have a hard time with chicken and waffles being the official food, because so many classic spots, again, you know, LA, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, or so many around the nation. So I think I have a hard time with the, you know, with the food itself being the official food, but Breakfast Club definitely makes the argument into it.
Okay. Any other categories, restaurants, food items that we've left off that you want to make a final case for before we pick a winner?
So, you know, I wish I could put shawarmas on there.
Yeah.
You know, shawarmas and just Middle Eastern food in general. I think shawarmas, we're going through a bit of a renaissance here, but I think Dearborn, Michigan just does it so well that we will never be able to compete. But come 5-6 years from now, the shawarma scene will definitely make a very strong case.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because one of the reasons I thought of this episode and this question was because it came down to shawarmas, tacos as the two, like, hey, what is the defining food of the city, right? Because there's so many good shawarma spots now, but you're right. I think we're still too young in the game right now for that one.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think we're more early on shawarmas than we are even barbecue. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a little bit of a ways to go. We've always had it around Houston, but now, like, we have some heavy hitters that have really, really come into the game in the last couple of years.
All right. Time to pick a winner if you have one. I know this is the hardest thing to pick. The official food for the city of Houston, according to Bazanani, is...
That's tough, man. Like, I think... I wish I could pick a winner, but to me, it's like... Like, I think what really defines Houston is, like, you know, the wide variety of offerings scattered throughout the city.
Yeah.
And how, you know, our chefs really take these different cuisines and let them inspire them, you know, to try something new. So, yeah, I mean, that's tough, man. What do you think?
I think you have to look at it from an outsider's perspective as well. If somebody's coming to the city, and our producer, Carleon Jones, made this really good point when we were researching this. When people think about the city of Houston and they're coming here, there are two items that immediately pop up into their heads: barbecue and Tex-Mex. We're not going to pick barbecue for the reasons we've already laid out. I think Tex-Mex is the clear winner here as the official food for the city of Houston. We do it better than anybody when it comes to fajitas, to all the other items. You can make an argument for multiple restaurants. We have a lot of years in that culture, in that industry, in that food, that, like, yes, we have the history here. I think it has to be Tex-Mex. As much as I want to pick Indo-Pak as the food, it is for me, but I think Tex-Mex is the winner here.
So to me, if, look, you know, I kind of went on a spiel just now and I said why I can't really pick one, but, you know, like, to me, like, Tex-Mex, great answer, but I feel like if I had to pick one, I have to go with Viet Cajun crawfish.
Okay.
It's just so much of what defines Houston as a city. You know what I'm saying? And even, I don't know if you watch Dave Chang's show, Ugly Delicious, but he did a whole episode on Houston that was centered around crawfish. And I think that was for good reason.
Yeah, I watched it. It was beautiful. And that is a great argument for it. Like, yes. And that's what makes this food scene so beautiful, is that there's two different guys here with two, you know, similar backgrounds. And you and I are both picking different things. And that's what makes Houston so beautiful. It's hard to pick one. That's my official pick. You have your official pick. Now, listeners, you got to tell us your official food for the city of Houston. Message us on Instagram at CityCast Houston. I can't wait to see everyone's arguments. This is going to be a great episode to spark some discussion. So I appreciate you joining us, Abbas. That was a lot of fun. And it was a lot of delicious items that we talked about. So now we have to go eat.
Hey, yeah. Thank you so much for having me, man. I really put this podcast into my rotation of podcasts. You're doing something cool here, man, and I'm grateful to be a part of it. So thank you for having me, man.
Thank you, man. That was Abbas Danani. You can follow him on Instagram at Houston Eats, and of course, see him at Burger Bodega. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.